The initial Dodd-Frank, I think it had good intentions. We'd gone through some tough times with the banks. People thought that it was the bank's fault for everything that happened, so they passed a lot of things which they thought were maybe protecting people. Like most things that are rushed into when you're not in a good mood, this is good personal advice, there was a lot of unintended consequences, which weren't helpful for a lot of banks and their related friends and interests. Things you heard about a lot were the Volcker Rule. We don't want banks investing a lot of things. And the infamous Basel III, which is where HVCRE came from. The problem with the Volcker Rule was its intent of, wow, let's control these big banks, the too big to fail thing, that made some sense, but they just washed it across all banks. And so credit unions and small community banks were all stuck in this heavy-duty regulatory compliance mishmash, which they were not the cause of some of the problems, yet they were being suffered from some of the punishments of that. Let's call that Dodd-Frank 1.0. So that's the original Dodd-Frank. Like I say, it included Basel III, the mythical Basel III, which was the HVCRE. And then we had the recent, I'm going to call it Dodd-Frank 2.0, because if a name of legislation has 11 words in it, it's just too long. There's too many words. So let's call that Dodd-Frank 2.0. Dodd-Frank 2.0 is basically set up into six titles. The first, Title 1, it eases exclusions.